The Minister of Trade and Industry, Harun Idrisu, has tasked the Ghana Standards Authority to take immediate steps to improve its testing and certification to help address the congestion at the ports. According to him, if this problem is resolved, it will help improve business transactions and promote economic growth. Mr. Idrisu said this when he inaugurated a board of directors for the authority. Priscilla Pia and Eric Abuke have filed this report.
Mr. Idrisu said the inauguration of the new board has come at the time that government has decided to replace the existing standards bill with a more comprehensive one that will redefine the proper role and mandate of both the Ghana Standards Authority and the Food and Drugs Authority, since the safety of what is consumed in the country rests solely on their collective responsibility. Mr. Idrisu was emphatic about concerns raised on Ghana's export sanitary conditions. He, however, urged the new board to take pragmatic measures to ensure that whatever is exported meets the minimum sanitation conditions of their respective countries.
Concerns are being raised about Ghana's ability to satisfy minimum phytosanitary conditions in terms of our export products, particularly to the EU and to the US market. I would urge the board to take particular interest that whatever is exported out of this country without fear or favor meets the minimum phytosanitary conditions and the minimum standards conditions of the respective import country. We also would say that for the domestic economy, you must safeguard and ensure that minimal standards are held by all those producers.
The executive director of the board, Dr. George Benquento, said the board is critical about its test on food to avoid adverse effects on the health of the consuming public. He said the board will continue with what the old board built on and also come up with innovations to propel progress.
At the moment, we are doing our best. Unfortunately, that sometimes when we have goods at the port, it takes some time. But we will admit that when things do come, we have to test and make sure that they are of good quality. Because if you take things like drugs, if the body brings drugs which are not of good quality, then definitely it's going to affect the public health issues. So sometimes we take time to test these things. And one of the greatest challenges that we have is the equipment that we use. They are very, very expensive and it's not easy to come by set monies.
The five-member board included Ms. Victoria Adi, Professor George Klu, Hayford Kofi Nimo, Godwin Adagewene, and Mabel Apalu.
That was a report found by Priscilla Pia and Eric Agboke.